Hello, I am Van Bryan, and you are listening to the Classical Wisdom Audio Library. Lions, tigers, bears, these are just a few of the animals we might use to describe a mother's fierce love for her children and her resolve to protect them, no matter the cost. Clytemnestra, one of the most famous female characters in Greek tragedy, probably embodies all three of these ferocious beasts, and more. Her maternal instinct is positively deadly, which may be somewhat understandable, though the question remains, do her motherly motivations make her actions justifiable? Now, for those of you who don't already know, let's provide a bit of context. Clytemnestra is a character that appears most famously in the Greek tragedian Aeschylus's celebrated tragedy, The Agamemnon. Widely regarded as one of the most brilliant written Greek tragedies to have survived the ravages of time, Agamemnon, along with Aeschylus's other plays, helped to usher in a new tradition for ancient tragedy. Prior to Aeschylus's arrival on the scene, Greek tragedy was incredibly simple, with dramatis personae consisting of a single actor and a chorus that provided some loose commentary on the action of the play. Aeschylus was the first to introduce the concept of multiple actors and a chorus of characters that were, in some way, also involved in the action. It's no wonder that at the peak of his career, his plays were winning first prizes time and time again in ancient Athens' most famous theatrical festival, the Dionysia. The play Agamemnon, specifically, is the first in a trilogy of plays often referred to as the Orestia. In it, Clytemnestra kills the titular character, her husband and king, Agamemnon, and she wastes no time in doing so. Less than an hour after Agamemnon returns home from the Trojan War, he dies dishonorably in his bathtub at the hands of his enraged wife. Now, for a bit of more context. Agamemnon's murder, while shocking and brutal, is preceded by three acts of horrible bloodshed, all of which lead, in some way, to his death. Classical readers may be familiar with the kidnapping of Helen of Troy. She was Agamemnon's sister-in-law. This simple action was, in fact, a crime of the utmost seriousness at the time. Traditional ancient Greek culture placed an extreme amount of importance on the principle of hospitality, and the Trojan Paris, having been a guest in Menelaus's household, violated that principle in the extreme when he stole the king's wife, Helen. It's no surprise, then, that Menelaus would ask Agamemnon, his brother, for assistance in seeking revenge, hence the Trojan War. Now, this bloody conflict, which would last for 10 long years, in turn leads Agamemnon to coldly sacrifice his own daughter, Iphigenia, so that the gods will grant him a favorable wind for his fleet to sail to Troy. This is the crime which Clytemnestra believes to be unforgivable. The third act of bloodshed is one that happened long before Helen and Paris ever set eyes on each other. It has to do with a family curse. Agamemnon's father, Atreus, killed his nephews and fed them to their unwitting father. In the time of Agamemnon's absence from Argos, the one survivor of this horrible crime, Agathisus, becomes Clytemnestra's lover, and together they hope to avenge their lost loved ones by killing the king. It is these three acts of violence that provide the backdrop for the play, and it's likely that every member of the audience at the time would have sensed the underlying tension of this bloody history, even in the most outwardly serene or joyous moments. Even secondary characters or the chorus tell us that they feel a deep sense of foreboding, one which tempers their joy at the return of their king, and they can't figure out why they feel it. Of course, the central question of a play like Agamemnon is always whether the actions of the characters are justified. On some level, Aeschylus may be leading us to sympathize with Clytemnestra. She is strong, self-assured, fierce, and authentic in a way that the other characters in the play are not. And it shouldn't come as a surprise at all that she would be angry with her daughter's murderer, husband or not. There is, however, the other possibility. Clytemnestra is also an adulteress and a murderer. She kills Agamemnon in cold blood, the way he kills Iphigenia. Many scholars have attempted to paint Clytemnestra as one or the other. Was she an avenging mother or an adulterous murderer? The truth of the matter is that she encapsulates both. The strength of her convictions makes her attractive, but her association with Agathisus makes her steadily less likable as the action of the trilogy progresses. So whether she is a passionate mother or a scheming murderer, a lion, tiger, bear, or all of the above, and more, Clytemnestra remains an incredibly important woman in the landscape of classical storytelling. And although she belongs to the realm of myth and legend, her story has a lasting effect on the tradition of the classical age.